It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending June 14th like this. Wheat, 19.9 million bushels. Corn, 32.6 million bushels this year, 6.4 million bushels next year. And soybeans, 13.2 million bushels this year and 1.2 million bushels next year. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to higher today, extending the recent sharp rally. But analysts and livestock dealers also say the end of the bull run is near. Terminals are called mostly steady, with one location seeing $1 higher. Tops from $50 to $57.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, June 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,293. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64.50 to $79.05. The weighted average, $74.24, a gain of 52 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51 to $61.05 and the weighted average, $58.80. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,400. The base price range was $63.75 to $82. The weighted average, $77.59, a gain of $1.11 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.71 to $63.25, and the weighted average was $59.93. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, we're still looking for rain for the Eastern Corn Belt.
Well, Dave, you might not have to look too much longer or too far away because storms have already pushed into northwestern Illinois, and it will be a succession of storms as disturbances ride through the area and potential for upwards of 2 inches of rain across a large portion of Illinois and Indiana. Now, southern portions of Indiana and extreme southern Illinois probably getting the least rain, and they need the most rain. In fact, the U.S. Drought Monitor updated for this week continues to show the southern two-thirds of Indiana and now extreme southeastern Illinois along the Wabash River in a moderate drought situation. With the exception of northwestern and west central Illinois, well, northern Illinois as well, but they don't grow much in the Chicago area. Soil conditions in those northern sections in western central Illinois are in pretty decent shape. The rest of the state abnormally dry, and that's with the conditions that were surveyed on Tuesday. The report came out this morning, and areas to the far south of us down in the southeastern corner of the country, from eastern Mississippi across a large portion of Alabama and western Georgia, are in extreme to exceptional drought. The driest area is in the eastern portion of Mississippi and across central Alabama. Western states, with the exception of the desert southwest, also relatively dry. The desert southwest is extremely dry, but moderate to severe drought still in effect across a good portion of California, Nevada, in through Utah, and even up into southern Idaho, portions of northern Idaho, and the western portions of the, when you get into the wheat belt, are still looking generally at abnormally dry and hydrologically depleted soils, but the agricultural impact in the western portion of the northern plains, not all that bad. Now, the computer models, again, printing out up to 2 to 4 inches of rain for a large portion of Illinois and Indiana, north of Interstate 70. Southern sections getting a little bit less rain. And the latest computer model runs have flip-flopped. last week and most of this week, they had shown a big dome, a big ridge of heat building from the western states across the Great Lakes in the Midwest. Well, the maps now for next week are showing a lot of moisture across the eastern half of the nation with periodic showers and thunderstorms, maybe overdoing the amount of moisture coming in because it is somewhat dependent on a tropical wave that right now is located west of Puerto Rico. And the computer models having that move northwestward into the northern Caribbean and into the western Gulf of Mexico over the weekend, with landfall early next week in Texas and possibly western Louisiana. And that moisture from that disturbance is what's being latched onto by the computer models and would put us in a wet scenario for next week. But again, the computer models may be exaggerating how much moisture actually makes it up into the area. It's just one of those things we'll just have to sit back, wait and see how things develop. As far as the Delta in the southeast, forecasts change very little since yesterday. Net drying is expected throughout the Delta in the southeast over the next couple weeks. Daily showers expected to bring enough rain, not enough rain to counter evaporation. Greatest rainfall will impact the Carolinas and Georgia late next week and early in the following weekend, but the showers only bringing partial relief to the area. With a look at the growing areas, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 5.89¼, up 2¾. Last trade up 7¾. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6.06¼, up 1¼. Last trade up 3. December, 6.25¼, up 1¾. Last trade up 4. July corn opened at 3.97, up 2¾. Last trade up 1. December, 4.09½, up 3¼. Last trade up 3/4. July, 4.25 unchanged. Last trade down 2. July beans open at 8.42¼, up 3¼. Last trade up 4¼. November, 8.81, up 6½. Last trade up 3½. March, 8.96, up 5. Last trade up 2¾. July soybean meal opened at 2.34.10, up 90. Last trade up 60. July soybean oil opened at 35.47, up 16. Last trade up 5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
We did have export sales out this morning, but I imagine they won't get a good look because everybody's looking at the weather forecast.
Everybody's looking at the weather forecast, and depending on which one you listen to or look at, these computer models have been pretty wild. Take high temperatures, no, we're going to moderate that. I think the computer models generally have given exaggerated rains and more widespread than what actually falls. The corn market, however, Dave, I think this morning will be up 2 to 3 cents just based on uncertainty on this rain situation, although the export bookings were certainly above expectations. On the bean side, maybe 2 to 5 higher, something along that line. Finally seeing a little narrower basis in the beans. The processors must be looking for a little bit more supply. Technically, the beans look decent. We came right down to the 20-day moving averages yesterday and bounced right off that. Wheat was the driver, however. Wheat could be the driver again today. We may be up as much as 3 to 6 or 7 cents this morning at the opening. There's a lot of talk about a dry weekend in the Southern Plains, good harvest activity, and then somebody else puts out that they're going to see more thunderstorms. So I think may have done as much damage from harvest, harvest delays as we're going to have right now, but it's a real disappointment in a lot of soft red winter wheat areas.
Let's look at a few particulars and ask you whether or not you think that in corn, the June 8th gap at 396.5 will hold this week.
Yeah, I do. I think it we're going to continue to see bare spreading, but we're going to have a hard time filling gaps.
And over in the wheat, will we make new contract highs?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility, just because the funds have been such large buyers there.
Turn your attention over to the Merck then, please.
The Merck probably will see some weaker action at the outset, down 10 to 50 cents perhaps in the cattle. Certainly these beef cutouts have been very weak. We did see pretty heavy movement into Nebraska, however, on Wednesday, a little earlier in the week for the Southern Plains. On the hog side, we'll be down 10, maybe as much as 30, 35 cents. Cash strength has been a big surprise to me in the hog market this week.
Is that cash strength almost over?
I believe it is.
Well, so it won't carry into next week, perhaps?
Maybe the very first part of the week, especially if we have an extremely hot weekend again.
And one piece of advice for grain producers today, please.
Do not miss some opportunities to clean out this old crop corn here on this good basis and a board rally.
Thank you very much, Ellen.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.